Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. How's everybody doing this evening?
Great. How are you?
Oh, okay. How are you doing this evening, Brother Messenger? Hello? Nurse Carmen, you still there?
I'm here. Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Well, let's get started then. I guess Brother Messenger might have to reroute some things there. Hey, but good evening, everybody. This is Kenny Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio. And tonight we've got our podcast, The Messenger. Okay. We got The Messenger. Is this Sister Sunshine?
Yes, it is. Good evening, all.
Good evening, Sister Sunshine. Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's what it translates to, really?
Yeah, that's what that was last night. My bad. I'll get you next Wednesday on that one.
Hey, okay.
Brother Messenger, you got audio yet? Hey, well, let's move right on until the messenger gets back. Hey, again, it's Thursday night. We're going to do a half-hour show tonight. Again, it's all about trying to get folks closer to the Creator. And when you understand, as the messenger loves to say, whose you are, then you will understand who you are. And when those two elements come together, we will all understand that we are kings. We are heir to the throne.
And queens.
And queens.
Yes. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister.
Lord,
you're
Jesus?
Welcome.
Wait a minute. Lord, how the Lord Jesus? Yeah, we are kings and queens. But I like
that's
that.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, and again, sometimes we just get so comfortable speaking in the masculine form of whatever it is
Amen.
That we do.
Amen.
That, you know, again, mm-hmm. we need the sisters. Because let me tell you something. I fully understand and respect the queen's position. I fully understand and I am in total awareness that the queens ran everything until the king got a little jealous and we had to put a plot together. But most of the power again, most of the power, most of the organization, it comes from our queens. And for those folks, and those folks who are listening to us tonight, just understand, when we say our queens, that's what I mean, our queens. Our queens come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but they are still our queen. This has got nothing to do with race. It just got to do with us being as an individual.
That's right.
Hey, so now that I understand that Brother Messenger has his audio back, let me give him his introduction. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to prepare yourself, for you are about to be exposed to a great message coming straight from the Father. So without further ado, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others. Messenger Ron Dyer.
Okay.
Bless you, my brother. Oh, just so the podcast knows, they're in for a rude awakenings. The brother's got his hands on some new equipment, and so we will be experiencing it from time to time.
Hey, Brother Messenger. Watch it. Now, we have to tell the whole story, Brother Messenger. We have our hands on new equipment, so I don't want the audience to think that all these sound effects they're about to be exposed to only comes from me. It comes from the both of us.
Okay.
All right. So we understand that.
Okay.
Well, I won't go into the sound effects just yet.
All right. I will.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what, brother? I'm going to ask you, can I put a question out there tonight? Again, just to steer your podcast in a little different direction tonight, if I have your permission, big brother.
Of course you do.
I want to put a question to the audience and to anybody who's listening. If you could sit face-to-face with God himself, well, the spirit of the spirit, and again, when I say himself, excuse me, sister, herself, him, let's mix that up. But if you could sit face-to-face with the deity of God and use the question to ask him, what would that question be? I'm gonna take this to the southernest point that we have. And Sister Sunshine, I'm gonna put that question to you. You're sitting down with God, and he tell you, you got one question to ask me, and I will explain to you. What would that question be, my sister?
First of all, the messenger teaches us that we have conversations with God every day when we have conversations with ourselves. So I've spoken to God several times. But if he was to step out of my, or he or she was to step out of me and be in front of me, I would just ask the answer to everything. And I don't know if he'd be able to answer that, because there really is no answer to everything. There only is the present, right, Brother Messenger, right now?
There is the presence. That was a beautiful answer, my sister.
Yes, it was. Watch it. I'm going to have to go and get another student to ask that question to. Because I didn't expect. I'm going to have to get another student of the messenger to ask that question to. Because I do appreciate that response. I do. But let me ask you another. Watch this. As we say in the courtroom, let me rephrase your question, Your Honor. You've never heard the ministry of the messenger. Now here's the question. You're face-to-face in front of God. What would you ask him? You have one question. What would you ask God?
Me, personally?
Yes,
I don't think I would ask him anything.
Okay.
I would probably just have some conversation with him, thanking him, first of all. But I don't think I'd have any question, honestly.
Well, watch this. Hold on one second. Let me make a sharp right turn, and let me put my question out, and then I'll put it back to the cast.
Okay.
I would ask God face to face, please tell me why black folk got to go through all the stuff. I have to know that. I want to know
that's
that.
That's a good one.
Why do black people have to go through everything that we have to go through and still not be accepted. And I would have my handkerchief or some tissue nearby, because before I ask the question, I'm almost certain that his response is going to bring tears to my eye. Because when he looks at me and tells me that this is years and years of cultivating before I bring you home, I'm going to be like, Lord, I kind of hope that's what you were saying, but can we cultivate just a little faster?
Just so you know, what he probably would say is they go through it because they choose to. They choose to, and I say that because
come on, Kanye.
One time we had a sister
Kanye.
One time sister Sunshine mentioned the fact that we are so passive, and we so forgiving, and so because we've been indoctrinated into this Christianity or this religion, we feel that it is our obligation to be humble and to accept everything because God is going to work it out. And so we allow people to do all kinds of things to us that truthfully we shouldn't be. We think being so submissive is honorable in the sight of God, and it's not. But this is what we believe. And so we've got to change that belief. And as soon as we change that belief, you'll see that we're not the muck and the mire anymore. We'll be able to stand up. We got, if you always bent over, they can ride your back. But if you stand up straight, they can't. And we refuse to stand up straight, partly because of the religion. And I don't mean to bow breed it down, but that's what holds us back so much, because we're always saying that God gonna take care of it, God gonna do this, God gonna do that. But God has given us the wisdom and the knowledge. Sister Harriet Tubman, she got enough of that and said, we've gonna move on. We're not going to stay here in slavery. So she took action to make things better. We tend to sit back and wait on God to do everything and not realizing that we already have the capability, but we won't do it because what we've been taught. We waiting on Jesus to come back. So I'm going to sit here and let you slap me and treat me like I'm nothing, because when Jesus come, he gonna set things in order. He's here right now, and he's inside of each and every one of us, so that we don't have to wait, because the time is now. You know, I laughed yesterday when Baby Boy was talking about the revolution, but there is a revolution that needs to take place, just not in that sense that he was talking, but in the sense of our minds. We've got to realize it's time for us to wake up. It's not many of the four of us on this call right now. We're not going to allow them to just do any and everything to us now, are we?
No.
No. And if I find myself beginning to allow that, I'm going to make that call to the South, and I'm going to get some word from Sister Sunshine. And then we just, I'm ready for battle. Whatever kind of battle you want, word battle, whatever kind of battle.
That's so, right.
Iron sharpens iron. And I like your approach to things, Sister Sunshine. I do.
Hey, watch this.
And right about now, I'm actually starting to differentiate between your voice and Nurse Carmen's voice.
Thank you.
I don't know I don't know which one said which right now, but okay. But no, that would be something that I would like to know. And Nurse Carmen, if you could ask the creator a question, what would your question be?
I know I have to honestly say there wouldn't be a question, but now that you put that to us, that you've made us aware of your question, that's a great question. I would like the answer to that question also.
And again, I just want to know, is it really
that's
your
great
will
question.
Or your intent that we have to suffer like this? What I mean, again, are we suffering to come out, to go back to our glorious selves? I mean, so again, and if we understood the end result, it would make the suffrage a little more bearable. But yeah, that would be my question. And that a message?
No, that's wrong. That if we truly understood the end results, we wouldn't allow it because we know we got the victory. Then we'd be able to stand up because we know what the end is going to be. But because we're following, once again, behind this religion, we're not really sure. And so we go through a lot of stuff that we don't need to go through. And honestly, that question that you just said you would ask, the answer that Sister Sunshine gave you is what we can do today, because he is right before us. And if you ask him and diligently seek him, he will give you that answer. Mm-hmm. You just have to be obedient to hear it. But you don't have to wait till all of this is over. This wasn't part of his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, his plan was for us to have life and have it more abundantly right here, right now.
Amen.
But if this wasn't a part of the Creator's plan, how can it exist?
Because one of the things we've mistaken is we think there's a plan. We think he's got a specific plan, but he gave you the plan.
Yeah.
You're the
one. Gave
us
free will.
Mm-hmm. Free will. You have free will. In the final analysis, you all come back to which you came. But while you're here to create the best life that you can for you. And if you think picking cotton is the best life for you, then that's what you're going to do. It's whatever you think it is. So that's why I said we allow it. So, you know, people kind of looked at Kanye like he was crazy. But when you really get into it, nobody should be able to control us. But we allow people to control us every day because we don't want them to look at us crazy or think that something's wrong with us. And so we don't be who we want to be because we're too busy trying to please other people, while these other people don't care about us. So why are we trying to please somebody that don't care about us? One of the most important things that we can accept is the possibility that we have everything wrong regarding God. We can't accept that. We think that because we read those 66 books in the Bible that we know, and we know just what it is that God wants. Now, mind you, God is within us. We won't talk to him, but we'll read the Bible for him, for the Bible to tell us what God wants. Even though we know the history of the Bible, we'll believe that instead of the God in us. That was very, I can't get off of it. That was so profound what Sister Sunshine said. And this is what the message has been about for the last few months. And we've got to start understanding, accepting, and believing. And though, if you believe it long enough, you'll know it. And then when you know it, do you see how Sister Sunshine said that with boldness? Because when you've spoken to God and he's answered, you can't forget that. And you won't turn around and be speaking in tongues and running up and down the aisles, shouting all this and that. That's just a show. When you speak with God and God answers you, there is just a calmness, knowing that you have connected. It gives you that peace. It gives you that understanding so that you don't allow the little petty things of the world to truly get you down or truly upset you. Because if it does, you know that you can go within self and get the calmness. Remember, if you don't go within,
you go without.
And go without.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we go
within. Amen, Sister Carmen.
Sister Sunshine.
Yes.
Did you hear amen, sister? Did you hear amen, baby? But anyway, I'm sorry.
I heard the amen, baby, but I'm not going to go there with that.
Watch this. It's Sister Sunshine. I want my spot back. You can't have that spot. I want my spot back, Sister Sunshine. Now I'm going to have to put your microphone on mute. No, but I appreciate that, and it's fun because I always talk about it, and I tell her the messenger teaches. You know, the messenger teaches us, man. But again, and I'm a staunch believer in that. You know, the messenger does teach us that we are creators. We are powerful people, and I have to live by that, and I have to believe that, because if I didn't believe that, then this podcast would probably not be happening. But I'd be calling y'all collect, saying, the next time you come to visit me, could somebody bring me some cigarettes or something? Watch this. I am not joking. The folks that I work with, the folks that I have to be around on a daily basis, sometimes can push a person further than a person want to be pushed. So, again, I take refuge back to the message from the messenger, and it lets me know there is nothing they can do to me or for me, because I'm self-contained. Because of the being that's inside of me, the entity that blew breath into my life is greater than all. It's greater than all. And sometimes, again, I have to stop and consciously make myself remember that. Because, you know, they said when the Creator was creating, he looked away from Paterson, New Jersey. He didn't give Paterson the right frame of mind, and that's where I was raised, in Paterson. So a lot of times, boy, they watch to say they almost brought the P-Town out of me. But I do. I give thanks and I give praise. I said that a little humorously, but I do. I give thanks and I give praise to my brother, to your brother, the messenger, again, because his message, again, has consoled me way more times than I can even imagine.
Let me. I appreciate those kind words, my brother. But let me tell y'all something. What is being said, and the reason I go back to Sister Sunshine again, the reason that she can say that is not so much because what I told her, but because of what she now feels within her to be right.
And I understand that, brother. But you know what? I can't feel it if I'm not aware of it. You know what I'm saying? I can't feel it if I'm not aware of it. And I think that that's one of the beauties of your ministry as opposed to the organized religious ministry, because in organized religion, you get to feel it after you donated so much money. You get to feel it after you went on your knees for 3 or 4 days banging and crying and slobbering, asking for forgiveness. But the message that we are now a part of says none of that is necessary. All that is required is to understand that he is that he says he is, who he says he is, and he resides inside of us. That's all that's required on this ministry.
That's all that's required, period. But as I said, people don't want to accept the fact that they could be wrong about God. They think because they think they know, that means nobody else can tell them anything because they feel that they know. But how many scientists have started doing something and realized that it was wrong and had to go back and change some stuff, and then all of a sudden, a great discovery. How many
right.
times they
many.
Were creating medicine, and they got it wrong,
all
and
right.
went back, and then next thing you know, we got penicillin. You understand? So everybody's willing to recognize that there might be an error, and so we might need to rediscover something, except religion. And where they're obtaining their information from is years and years old, but they're still going with that. So they want us to believe that after God wrote those books, that he is no longer per se speaking to us. We got to go what Jesus went through. Jesus knew nothing about a car, but God ain't speaking to us about cars. Who do you think gave man the intelligence to create the car? But we still just hold fast to what the Bible says. And knowing where it came from, how can we put all of our faith, hope in a book that we know was designed to keep us in check?
As I've said all along, again, I give up. full belief in that book. I do. I give up belief in that book. Again, and I don't knock the book because the book has got words in there that I definitely believe were inspired from God. But I also believe the book now has got so much other man-instituted phrases, words, ideology in it that the inestimable gift from God, as some people would call the Bible, if God said some of the words in there, then it makes it a Bible. But I'm saying God said a lot of the words in there, but there's probably twice the words that God influenced in that book that man decided, let me fix this for the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fix this for him, because you know God got it right. But God missed this right here, so let me write this in.
Right.
I need
God
to
missed
be,
the part. Yeah, God
yeah.
missed the part where I get my cut. So I got to change things up.
So we got to flip it around.
Right. I mean,
and
just
again,
think about
that's
tithes.
Pretty much what it comes to.
That, right. Think about tithes. When they set up that, when in Malachi they were asking to put the tithes and stuff, they weren't looking for self-fulfillment. They were looking to do what it is that God would have us to do, what is our nature, to help one another. That's why they
what?
Did that. But
that was the original intent. But then,
the original
again,
intent.
Yeah, original intent. But now as we start to go up in the years and now get a little more modern, preachers have now taken what was meant for food in the storehouse for money in my bank account. And on one breath, I'm going to preach to you that the Bible is timeless. God knew about today when he wrote the Bible, he sanctioned King James to translate the Bible. But yet, we have to take God, we didn't have money then. Sure, they had money then. If God wanted money, they had drachmas. They had coins. There was currency. God wasn't talking about currency. That's what man was talking about. And this is what I say with the organized religion. And I'm sorry that we got off on trying to beat that up tonight. But if we understand who we are and whose we are, again, we can let all that organized religion go wherever it really needs to go. Hey, listen, audience, we've got 29 seconds left. Again, tonight was a half-hour podcast. And I appreciate the enjoyment. I mean, I appreciate and I enjoy always talking about God. But, Brother Messenger, go ahead and take us home.
I do thank you guys for being here. But our time is over, and I look forward to speaking with you all again on Saturday. We're going to do an hour show on Saturday. I love you all. Good night and stay blessed.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Good night, messenger.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't letting that go. I'm sorry. I'm not letting that go. I'm not letting that go.
Laughter is good for the soul.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. By this time next week, I'm probably going to have enough audio equipment hooked up that I might sing along. Watch it, watch it. I'm going to start it off with, listen, God told me to do this, and I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing my heart out.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm out. I enjoy talking to everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Hi.
You too, my
good night, brother. Everybody.
Good night, everybody.